Bad Drum Boy dal vivo qui a MAPS questa sera a Vicolo Bolognetti. Noi siamo in ritardo, ma lo diciamo anche a Piero Santi che in ascolto, sforeremo un po', perché insomma è una bella occasione avere qui Bad Drum Boy. Io voglio condividere con lui due miei ricordi personali. Del resto, quando cavolo mi ricapita di averlo qua, è il primo è ovviamente averlo scoperto con il video di Disillusion, e il secondo è suonare con la chitarra I'm Pissing in the Wind, che è una delle mie canzoni preferite. I want to share with you my personal memories with your music and your art. The first one is discovering you with the video of Disillusion, and the other one is playing with the guitar I'm Pissing in the Wind. And that's it. I just want to share with you, you know, it's a great chance I have to tell the artist I'm talking about that in front of him, you know. But I'm very curious about all the visual part of your art. So, is every video made and thought with a different process, or do you have a kind of scheme that you use to create the video on or to try to produce them and to decide which song is going to be made a video of or something like that? Quindi io ho chiesto, vogliamo sapere qualcosa della parte visiva del suo lavoro, quindi come crea i video, se usa sempre lo stesso metodo per crearli, oppure sebbene lui non sia il regista, insomma, però per sapere come vanno queste cose.
It's kind of random. I think earlier in my career, say around the first album, the video you mentioned, Disillusion and Pissing in the Wind with John Collins in the bath, those are two of my favourites. I mean, those were the days where we had the money to spend on videos. These days things have changed. Not many people, unless you're Lady Gaga or something, where they're making big...
Yeah, that's a very bunch of money, you know. There is no average amount of money, it seems.
Well, my videos have always been relatively cheap, which means you've got to have good ideas.
Yes.
And you rely on lots of other people for that. I've been lucky to work with really good directors. The video to Born in the UK is one of my favourites. So I don't know if, it's not very hard to get hold of. It's not on the internet or anything. But that was one of my favourites. Grant G did that video. He works with Radiohead quite a lot. So, and it was Garth Jennings from Hammer and Tongs, and who did the earlier videos, like you said, Disillusion. And I've just been pretty lucky that people like my music, and that attracts other talented people to work with you. So I think it's just really fortunate. If people thought I was rubbish, I wouldn't attract really decent people to do these things. So
I guess so.
I think from the beginning I was really lucky, and now it's more challenging. The latest video I did was from the new album, Too Many Miracles song, a guy called, what's his name? What's the singer called?
We can find on the net for you, maybe. Okay.
His name just gone out of my head. His brother's a singer. It'll come to me.
Okay.
But we did that. That was really very cheap animation, but it's actually really brilliant. Really. So it's always a difficult thing to get right. Videos. It's always like it's a bit of a gamble. You take a risk on someone's idea. I used to think the ideas myself, but it's very rarely a director that wants to do your idea. They want to do their own, so you just have to pick the right one.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a lot of translation.
Okay, I try to cope. Allora, la questione è molto semplice. Intanto c'è una questione generale che riguarda il budget. I suoi primi video, che comunque non sono mai stati così costosi, appunto quelli delle canzoni che citavo, del primo disco, Disillusion and Pissing in the Wind, sono dei video che alla fine... sono costati poco ma sono stati molto belli, ma c'era comunque del budget per i video. Adesso il budget per i video c'era Lady Gaga, e di conseguenza è molto difficile, sempre più difficile fare dei video. La questione generale però è che bisogna trovare delle persone dotate di talento che in qualche modo siano attratte dalla musica. Garth Jennings, che ha diretto appunto i video che abbiamo menzionato prima, effettivamente ha fatto un ottimo lavoro con un'idea molto molto semplice, quindi effettivamente l'idea era molto buona, perché questa è la prova del 9, insomma. Se un video con un'idea semplice funziona così bene, insomma, vi ricordate con le Disillusion, in cui il nostro Damon faceva il taxi umano e portava in giro per New York a cavalcioni le persone? Ecco, quello è il video di cui stiamo parlando. Adesso invece è molto più difficile trovare i soldi, è molto più difficile trovare le persone, anche se le persone continuano ad esserci, perché se non ci fossero queste persone vorrebbe dire che la sua musica fa schifo e quindi non attrae più talenti. In ogni caso, per quanto riguarda l'ultimo disco, è stato fatto un video in animazione di Too Many Miracles, e fatto da una persona di cui non si riesce a ricordare il nome, noi non lo stiamo stiamo riuscendo a trovare in questo momento, e in generale si può dire che ogni volta l'approccio ai video è del tutto casuale, nel senso che succede a volte in un certo modo, a volte in un altro, e il problema fondamentale adesso è trovare i soldi e cercare appunto di fare dei video buoni con pochi soldi, cercando di attrarre delle persone che siano dotate di talento.
Direi che ci è riuscito meravigliosamente fino adesso.
Fino a questo momento, sì.
Ricordo ancora il video di Year of the Rat, dove dà free hugs a tutti, abbracciatone gratuite, per cui...
We will remember the Year of the Rats video with the free hugs and everything. So the thing you said about the little idea, but a very good one, I think it's the point of of this topic.
It was all, I remembered it was Sam Mason who did the video I was just talking about for Too Many Miracles. Sam is Willie Mason's younger brother.
Uh-huh.
They're both really, really, really cool. I met Willie because Sam plays drums with Willie when he plays live. Do you know Willie Mason?
Yeah, yeah, Sam and Willie, those are the name, right?
Willie Mason's got, he did that album Oxygen a few years ago. He's kind of semi-retired, even though he's only 25.
Oh, wow.
And Sam's about 22, I think. And so he did my latest video, I just wanted to clear that up because I couldn't remember.
Okay, allora avete capito, abbiamo tirato fuori i nomi. Noi siamo in ritardo, ma would you like to play just... We are very late, but we want to have another song if you're ready and if you want to. So what song are we going to play now?
I was going to do that Smith's song. I'm trying to pick songs that I can play because my fingers aren't working very well. It's, with this kind of setup, I find it really hard. My fingers are too shaky to pick.
Okay.
Well, on stage, I never have a problem, but when I'm doing things like this, I'm gonna do this Smith song just because it's easier to play.
Okay.
In one of mine.
Okay. Better the drum boy.
I did this last night in Rome. And the whole audience sang along with it more than they did with any of my songs. So I did it again. I played it three times.
Ok, una canzone che ha fatto a Roma e le persone hanno cantato con lui più di quanto lui stesso abbia cantato. Belly Drum Boy dal vivo qui a MAPS.